Welcome to Shomar Shovan and Dav Shir Spans Olu Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leav HaSitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio Dav Pei Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, towards the end, brings the story of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. How Rabbi Yochanan took Rish Lakish from being a listim, a thief, and turned him to be a Gavur Rabba. And we'll focus here on two Nekudas that happen in this story. In the beginning of the story, it says that Rish Lakish saw Rabbi Yochanan. Some say that he thought Rabbi Yochanan was a woman. And he jumped into the river. He had the power to jump into the river. Then Rabbi Yochanan convinced him to do tshuva, to go to learn. And then he tried to get out of the river, but he wasn't able to anymore. Rashi says, why? The mishikibel alov ol Torah toshash koichoi. Once he accepted himself the old Torah, so then he didn't have koyach anymore to jump out. How do we understand that since Rish Lakish accepted himself all Torah, he didn't have the koyach to jump out anymore, which happened right away. It wasn't that he started to learn. So the Gedolei Musar and Chassidus, they bring two basic explanations. One explanation is that once a person is mekadesh himself for Torah, so then the Gedusha is chal right away, and then he doesn't have any more the power of gashmias, of physicality. The koyach of ruchni, of spirituality, overcomes. And that's what the PSS that I saw says. Others say, I saw brought down in Sefer Chochmah Sapatzpun, that in order for somebody to be able to use all his powers to do something, he needs to have the correct mindset. He needs to have the passion to do that. So Rish Lakish, when he jumped into the river, he was a thief, and for him, the most important thing was power and energy and to show his koyach. Once he accepted himself at the Torah, so now his mindset changed. Now he's focused on spirituality, on growing in Torah and Yirat Shamayim. So jumping is not important for him. So therefore he couldn't do it. The Vilna Gaon, there's a Pirush of Miyuchas LaGro. It's not so clear that LaGro wrote it, but it is Miyuchas to him. And in Rus, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yotes, on the Pasuk that says, Vateru ki misametzes hi laleches, that regarding Ruth, he saw she was trying so hard to go. So the Vilna Gaon says a big yisoid in life. He says like this, the Yetzer Toiv is trying to push the Adam to do good things. And that's it. But the Yetzer Hara, he tries to get a person to do a virus. And if he's not able to, so then he tries to get the person to do a mitzvah and with it to do an aveira. To do a mitzvah which is combined with an aveira. He says that's why it's so difficult to overcome the Yetzer, because the Yetzer tries all different tactics to do good and to do bad. Now the Yetzer Tov only tries to do good. So says the Vilna Gaon, how can a person know if what he wants to do is because he wants to do a mitzvah or because the Yetzer is pushing him? He says if it's easy on his body, he wants to do a mitzvah, and his body is light and enthusiastic and jumping right away to do it, that shows that probably something is wrong. Because naturally, when a person wants to do something ruchni, something spiritual, the body will stop it from doing it. The koyches aguf do not want to do the peulus of mitzvah. They want to indulge and have a good time. But if he is excited about it and he has no limitations, that means the yetzer hara is pushing it as well. And that's why he feels that it's so easy to do it. But when a person tries to do a mitzvah, he has the natural laziness. He doesn't have koyach to do it. He has to push himself. That's a good raya that this is for a good reason. That's why the body is trying to stop him from doing it. He says, this is what happened here with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, when he jumped into the river, he wanted to do something wrong. So the body participated in this action because the Yetzer pushed him to do it. But once he was with Kabbal himself, all Torah, and now he wanted to get out of the river to go learn Torah, so the Yetzer Hara stopped the body from doing it. Now his body got lazy and uninterested, and he has to push himself to get out. He doesn't have the power of the body to jump from the river outside. Mamash Devarim Nifloim Meoid, in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.